Let's do a look at the late rounds. All we're trying to do is get somebody to justify their roster spot who's not immediately replaceable the first week or two or first month of the season that never plays with you. And you look back at the draft board later and say, what was I thinking taking them? They never played for me all year. I even forgot that I took them. That's what we will do today. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented by Hooters. For those of you in the greater Tampa Bay area, go to originalhooters.com for details on all 11 locations. And remember, they have a new sauce for the summer, mango habanero. You can have that on your wings. You can have that on hand-breaded tenders. From a beverage standpoint, you can also get a Bud Pint, a Bud Light Pint, a Mick Ultra Pint, or even a cold neutral can for just under $5 at any of the 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Visit originalhooters.com. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I'm going to try to make this a short podcast. I know. You've heard that before. But I need to mock draft myself to do better in the later rounds than even I did last year on a championship team, because last year I got nothing from anyone I picked round 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Nothing. The only reason I won a championship was what I did in the first 6 rounds and 4 tremendous waiver claims. 2 late season at the quarterback position, Kyren Williams twice at the running back position, sort of jumping over the middle of the season where he was hurt. I cut him and then got him back. We don't have IR. We don't have deep benches. And then claiming Brandon Aubrey, I believe after week 1 or week 2, as my kicker instead of Daniel Carlson. So here we go. Based on fantasy football calculator data, and I'll even make it harder on myself, I play 10-team leagues for the most part, but one of my leagues this year is 12. The foundation is 10. So we'll make it a 12-team league. No PPR, 21st century fantasy football. And the ADP data is going to spit out who are my options in the 7th round. They are Kittle, Keenan Allen, Trey McBride, Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, Gus Edwards, Tony Pollard, Xavier Worthy, Tua Tagovailoa, Christian Watson, Brock Purdy, Kyler Murray. Okay, I'm not taking a backup quarterback in round 7. I always will get my quarterback in the first handful of rounds. I'm obviously tight end optional. Drafted Kittle last year, never used him, cut him. I think he's a really good player. He's just more to me of a daily play, plug and play, fantasy player. So for me here, it's Keenan Allen, Zach Moss, or Gus Edwards. If I knew Christian Watson, whatever he did in the offseason to keep his hamstrings healthy worked, it would be Watson. But we got to see that to believe it. 8th round, Kyle Pitts, Jonathan Brooks, PUP first 4 weeks. Hollywood Brown, no. Brian Robinson, DeAndre Hopkins, Chase Brown, Jameson Williams, David Montgomery, Jalen Warren, Austin Eckler, Ladd McConkey, Ty J. Spears. Brian Robinson, a solid early down between the tackles back, who should see plenty of touches in Washington. Yes, he may lose some rushing touchdowns to Jaden Daniels, but he's got a better quarterback now and a better offense. Chase Brown is very intriguing. But 8th round seems early for that. 8th round seems early for Jameson Williams, considering all the other options the Lions have. Do I do Jalen Warren? Maybe. I mean, there are guys to like here. I think the safest pick is Brian Robinson of Washington. I think that's safe. granted, you're not picking a starting running back here. You're just picking someone who you want to be able to use later once you get into bye weeks or when somebody gets hurt. Robinson is a guy you're probably going to be able to use. All the metrics say Jaylen Warren is a really good player. Will Pittsburgh finally use him right? Can I really count on Arthur Smith for that? Is David Montgomery undervalued? Do we have him too low? Will Montgomery still be the first guy to get the call down inside the five? So you see where I'm going here. There are options. Ninth round, Keon Coleman, Jerome Ford, Jake Ferguson, Cortland Sutton, Jared Goff, Romeo Doubs, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Jigba, Deontay Johnson, Evan Engram, Blake Corum, Trevor Lawrence, David Njoku. I like Keon Coleman. I don't know that I like him enough to use a ninth round draft pick on him. Jake Ferguson's going to score. If I don't have a tight end at this point, granted, I'm in a non-mandatory tight end league, but I'm intrigued by both Ferguson and Njoku. But I think Dallas scores more than Cleveland. So maybe Ferguson. I don't think Kyren Williams is going to hold up the entire season, but are we sure Blake Corum can do the job? He's in a very good spot. But if I just drafted a running back in the eighth round, am I taking another one in the ninth round when you don't know if you're going to use him? He might be available on waivers later. Cortland Sutton should be the number one receiver for a prolific quarterback in Denver, Bo Nix. Maybe that's what I do. I've just been burned by Broncos. So what's the safe pick here? Is it Ferguson? Is it Njoku? What's safe? Man, Smith-Njigba could have a good year in Seattle in that new offense. There's options. Todd, who are you taking? Fine, Ferguson. 10th round, Williams, Shakir, Benson, Caleb, Josh Palmer, Chuba, Mike Williams, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Curtis Samuel, Rico Dowdle, Dallas Goedert. I think Caleb and Jaden Daniels both are going to put up some numbers, so that would be a good spot. If I'm going to take a backup quarterback, I take a quarterback there. If I need a running back, you take Chuba there because you know he's going to play at least the first 4 weeks, and if he's good, he's going to keep getting the ball. So I think that's pretty simple there. 11th round, Charbonnet, Bowers, Dobbins, Cooks, Hockenson, Godwin, Algier, Rogers, Cousins, Thielen, Rashid Shaheed, Odunze. Kind of like Odunze there. Odunze could have some really big yards per catch, some big plays in that Bears offense. And now we are in the 11th round. Yeah, I'll go ahead and do it. Yeah, 11th round, Odunze. Yeah, sure. 12th round, Zeke. 49ers defense, which I don't play DST. Sorry, an ad popped up here. That's part of fantasy football calculator being free. I understand. Matthew Stafford, Jaleel McLaughlin, Dalton Schultz, Damian Pierce, Khalil Herbert, Pat Freiermuth, Baltimore defense, Justin Tucker, Brian Thomas Jr., Josh Downs. Say this about Zeke. He's probably going to get one goal to go carry per game, minimum, which is a pretty good deal in fantasy. And he's pretty good at those goal to goes. Zeke's yardage is going to be nothing special. He's going to be like an old school vulture. So that would be tempting. But much like Odunze, I wouldn't mind coming out of the late rounds with one of these rookie wide receivers, whether it's Keon Coleman, Rome Odunze, Brian Thomas, maybe even a Ladd McConkey. Thomas is good. But Odunze is with the better quarterback. So there you go. 13th round, we'll do one more. Jets defense, Jordan Addison, Ray Davis, Brandon Aubrey, Ricky Pearsall, Quentin Johnson, Jalen Wright, Evan McPherson, Taysom Hill, Cleveland defense, Younghoe Koo, Jerry Jeudy. Yeah, sure. This is the last round in my draft, so I'd take Taysom Hill just to have him as that weapon on the bench. You plug and play. He's the best guy New Orleans has to line up, hand the ball to him to get tough yards between the tackles. Better than anybody on the roster. Near the goal line, he's as likely to get the ball as anybody else until further notice. So, yeah. And Yahoo lists him as a quarterback and tight end, so I can play him at my wide receiver tight end flex. All you're looking there is to get a goal-to-go situation. And you know once or twice in a year, Taysom Hill just explodes. And you hope you own him and have him in the lineup for those particular games. Send me some of yours that you chose in the late round. I know we're around the time of you drafting. Send me some stuff. Let's talk about it. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Hopefully I do better in the late rounds than I did last year. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.